single mom to create transformation, which is why one of the reasons why I was motivated to do Jumpstart Your Business Weekly, because every single week I wanted to share strategies that could help the ladies in the power circle jumpstart and keep moving. I want you to write this down, okay? The one word that you have got to keep tucked in your side pocket is movement. If you are not moving, if your business is stagnant, if you can't say that every single day you are maintaining your momentum, y'all probably saw me on Periscope when I did 31 days of maintaining your momentum. If there is no movement, you are going to struggle in your business like nobody's business. Real talk. It's funny because I recently saw somebody on Facebook say, stop complaining about folks not supporting your business when they don't even know you have a business, right? Because you're not talking about it. You're not promoting it. You're sitting on it, right? You've got to be in a space where you maintain that momentum. And, you know, that baby reminded me of just so many amazing, wonderful transformations that happened that first pivotal year of life, which is why inside of Jumpstart Your Business, I want to make sure that every week, every month, we're working on these really transformational strategies and practices that you need to use to stimulate growth in your business, okay? So today is all about Get It Girl, creating a roadmap, a 30-day action plan for yourself. And my goal is that for every month that we work together, okay, a lot of you are a part of my circle. You know, if you're not a part of the Power Circle, the Jumpstart Your Business series is reactivated. So I'm going to be doing these calls every single week. And the first one every month is the Get It Girl. Looking at your roadmap, we're creating it today, but coming back and revisiting it as the first thing that we do every week of the month, the first week of the month, money, marketing, and sales, social media, all other big conversations that we're going to do in JYB. First one is the roadmap, okay? That's what we're focused on today. Now, the roadmap is divided into the four parts, right? I said get clear, get unstuck, get paid, get back on track. First thing we want to do is get clear. We want to get clear about what it is that you want, okay? You ever had that fuzzy feeling? I don't know. Some of y'all may have glasses. If you wear glasses like me, you know what the fuzzy feeling is, where you like, it's all blurry. The struggle is real. You're like, I know I see something, but I don't quite know what I'm seeing. Then you put them glasses on, and everything just becomes clear. One of my clients said to me yesterday, I was doing a clarity call. She said, oh, my God, LaShonda, I've been listening to you, and I feel like it's finally clicking. Like, I heard you, but I hear you now. I see it now. It's like, yes, right? So you want that moment of clarity. For me, it starts with B&B. Starts with B&B. That means simply this. It means creating for yourself clear blog and business goals that you work towards. Again, we're going to be like that beautiful melanin baby, right? I wanted to swim in those dimples. Oh, my goodness. You know when you see a little baby, you're like, oh, Lord, Jesus, let me take her home. She's so cute. That space where you look at your business as your baby, and every month you're like, this is the transformation that I want to take. This is what I want to see. This is how I want to grow. What are the blog and business goals that you want to set for yourself this month? We are literally 3 days into this new month, right? So what a powerful conversation to be having right now. I'm going to do what I like to call power pauses, where I give you an opportunity to reflect on the question, and in that space, come up with your clarity, okay? Look at, number one, your business, and then look at, number two, your blog. Let's talk business first. What are some things that you want to do in your business this month? Okay? Blog and business goals. Now, listen, y'all. There's a big difference between setting goals and getting goals. I don't know if you heard me, because everybody can set a goal, but not very many people can get the goal. So we're going to break that down and go into some other key strategies tonight, but the first thing is the goal itself. I'm not going to give you a couple of examples of things that I'm working on because I'm a visual girl and I, you know, This is how I teach. But as I'm talking, again, your power pause is to be able to work on what it is that you want to accomplish this month. Okay? So one of the things I'm working on is extending my reach. I have to say that it's a beautiful thing when I can look around and say that over the last 16 years of working online, the last 10 years of working at home for myself, I've been able to reach thousands of entrepreneurs via my email, via my communities, via my social platforms. But there's never a moment where you say, well, I'm done, right? I said to you guys that that word that you got to keep in your side pocket is movement. So as far as business goals this month, I'm working on specifically extending my reach. That's not a one-month project. It's an ongoing project, but I've got some things that I have to specifically do this month with respect to extending my reach. Kind of like, you know, that pivotal moment we're here in the election season and they're just a few days away to, you know, that final election ballot and everybody going out and casting the votes. Bless God, I voted early. Hopefully most of you all who are listening will be going out and doing your part in voting as well. But, you know, we've got these candidates and they're going all across the United States because they've got to extend their reach, right? And they've got to go to the stadiums. They've got to rally. They've got to be in them, up in the air and doing what they need to do to make things happen. So one of my business goals is sitting down and working on several strategies to extend the reach. Another thing is for me thinking about this is the ending of the year. I know that I'm going to be going to Florida, doing the family thing, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all that stuff. What am I going to do to make sure that I'm not overwhelmed, right? And I've got family time, but I've got work time. One of the things I love to do is to wrap up the end of year calendar. So who am I working with? Who are my web clients, right? Making that list, checking it twice, and then that's it. Closing the doors and saying, well, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get at me next year. So.